Hey y'all, so welcome to my podcast. Today I'm not feeling my best. I'm gonna be 100 with everybody that hears this, but I still want to be able to help somebody if I can with just sharing my trials and tribulations or my little testimony or whatever. I do not claim to be a preacher or a prophet or none of that. I'm not going to play with God's name. I ain't going to pretend like I am. I'm not. Some things I say, God willing, he allows to come to pass. And I'm grateful for that. But besides that, yeah, I'm just going to be sharing my experiences. And I'm not trying to be fake or phony or sell nobody nothing. I'm just going to talk to you. So today I want to talk about isolation. Isolation is real in my life. Why? Because I don't really trust people, man. People have proved to me that they will hurt you. And some of them will not care. And they will combat it for how they feel. And it hurts. And I ain't like that feeling. Because I was hurt. Even in my household. Just certain ways parents respond sometimes, it hurts your feelings. That's why you gotta be sensitive to your kids. Like, how you talk to them, it matters. What you say to them, it matters. Even grandparents, aunties, everybody, your opinion of them matters. You have a little kid whose brain is developing, emotions are developing, talents are being developed. And what you say as the person that literally is there to watch over and steward the child, it affects them. So you have to be mindful if you are a parent, if you're a sibling, if you're an auntie, you're an uncle, you're a grandparent, be mindful of what you say. You can't pull acid on a plant and expect it to grow like it would if you pour water. Water will be like the fruit of the spirit. It'll be kind. It'll be, it won't be boastful. It won't envy. It'll be, I can feel that. Acid will burn, sizzles, scorch you like fire. And that ain't what God want. I don't believe that. I don't believe I serve a God who wants me to just be in pain. Will I have trials and tribulations? Of course. Jesus said that. Like, that's real. And it's real, you will. But he said, I believe he said, just like have hope. I'm paraphrasing, so forgive me. But he basically let us know like he overcame the world, so he understands. So, and I'm also learning with isolation, like it comes a time where eventually whatever is up in there is gonna come out. So you gotta get it situated in the moments where it's supposed to. Isolation to me, I want to say untamed, but isolation that is like not, no isolation is good, honestly, unless God appropriate a moment for you and him. You feel me? Like, he separates you for a time to be set apart for him, not isolated to a point where you cannot, you just stuck somewhere, nah, but to actually give you instructions, and that's God, he can do that. People told me about him doing that for them. And me, I'm in the process, but isolation, it ain't a good place to be, like I was saying in general. Because it puts you in a place of like, just imagine like somebody pouring pop rocks inside of a soda and shaking it up. And just keep shaking it. And keep shaking it and having the top like a little bit halfway off. You keep opening it a little bit. Because isolation, the anger and the depression and the rage and the bitterness that come from being isolated, eventually it erupts. It does. It does. It erupts into like bad habits, bad eating, bad communication. I know for me, isolation really taught me. It formed my heart and my mind to be like, hey, look, how I feel, it don't matter anyway, so I ain't got nothing to say to you, don't say nothing to me, and when you do say something to me that I feel like it's out of hand, I'ma correct you and treat you, I'ma treat your life in some type of form or fashion, because you don't know what I'm going through anyway, so leave me alone. That's what isolation to do. That's what it did to me. And to have you scaring people off that really care about you. Cause I didn't have like a couple of people that was like ride or die for me. And I didn't even know how to, when certain things happened in my life, I didn't know how to express them. Like, hey friend, look, I'm hurt right now. Look, friend, like I want to be honest with you right now. Isolation to have you lying. Like, no, I'm good. I'm okay. Or have you... It silenced me a lot, even through my high school days. Like, it made me very standoffish to people. Like, the moment I got hurt by something, it made me just close up. Like, even if the person had me open. And they might not have knew that, but I was wide open. I was ready to just give my all to them and just be open to them the best way I could at the capacity that I felt like I could handle. But they'll do something that'll hurt my feelings, and instead of me just coming out of me like, hey, you hurt my feelings, isolation was something I ran to. Being in a home that wasn't always conducive to my growth, because parents have issues too, you know, they come from generations of all type of stuff, so I don't put the full blame on nobody. And I had to stop putting the blame on God, like it was his fault, because we make our own habits, you know. He give us will to do what we want to do. So some things happen out of the fact that we make bad choices. But he is sovereign, and when you submit to him, I believe that he'll make a way. I'm still learning about that, so I can't fully go full blown into that. But I know the word. Me applying it is, that's a difference, because I'm learning how to apply it to my life, because I want to exit out of isolation, because it ain't really been producing nothing for me but dark days and nightmares and just loneliness. And I'm sharing my heart with y'all tonight, because y'all gonna be like my friends in a sense of me to be able to release some of this pain that I'm feeling, and hopefully you'll be able to connect and something will change. Also, I could say isolation had me, this one more thing I could say, isolation had me want to be isolated from God and the things of God, and it made me want to, I didn't know what it was, but it was really making me interact with people, even a power and a just people who God created to maybe even cover me. It had me acting crazy towards them, and I didn't know what that was. I thought it was God, but that wasn't the spirit of God. That was isolation working, and the enemy working through me, because he knew I was in pain, and it's a low blow, and that's the reality, and it hurt. But I'm an overcomer, and you are too. So you gotta keep fighting, and I'ma keep fighting. Even though sometimes it get hard, sometimes you gotta pause and cry. Sometimes you gotta, some people say write it out. I like to speak. I know I'm a speaker. I like to talk. So sometimes you gotta talk it out. And if you don't have a person to speak to, which I really do, a lot of people say like you need to get connected with a community or a church. Do that. I'm still getting there. I'm in the process. So I don't know everything that's going on in my life at the moment. But I'ma try. But yeah, so, and everything is for every person to know. So you got to know what people, what's their position in your life too. So you won't have to run to isolation in that dark space, in that cave, to try to, mend your own self. Cause even in wars, like I know they have like nurses and stuff that help them with they wounds and stuff. When somebody in the army, I don't think they get shot up or cut up, and then they just start trying to, they don't go in a dark place and sew themselves back together alone, like by themselves, or heal alone. I don't think so, unless it's like emergency, but I don't think they do that. That's why certain people that's in place to do that and help. So yeah, I ain't want it to be this to be super long, but at the end of this, I want to pray real quick, and then I'm going to end this, and I pray that this helps somebody. Yeah. So, God, we thank you today for this day. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, because you made it. help us all with isolation, because we need help, God. Help us to escape the dark places in our souls and our minds and our spirits, and to come to you, God. Help us to trust you, God. Help us to be more open, God, and help us to find and connect with the people that you align us with, God. Let us no longer manipulate to try to exit the space of isolation or be desperate to cling on to people who are not for us, God, but connect us with the right people and